Today on the podcast, I'm talking about the one thing everyone forgets when it comes to conversion. In fact, some people don't even know this. So come join me. I'm going to spell it all out for you. I'll see you on the inside.
Welcome to the E-commerce Roadmap, the podcast for store owners who are growing their sales without spending a fortune on ads. Each week, you'll learn actionable strategies and tips that will fast-track the growth and profitability of your e-commerce business. So buckle up and join your host, Susan Bradley, as we dive into the work that will grow your sales this year.
Hey there, welcome back. So I had this epiphany a few weeks ago that is too good to not to share. And the reason that I'm sharing this with you really is that when you are planning your sales and you're trying to figure out how to sell more product or how to make your sales for the month, I think that there's a thing that we all skip. We forget about it, or maybe you don't even know about it, but it's a really critical piece of conversion, and it's something that you can't skip. And it's applicable when you are trying to figure out what your sales will be or how to reach your sales. But it's also applicable when you go back and you evaluate your results and you determine whether that was a good promotion or, you know, you feel like you failed, you didn't do it right. Really important. And every one of us forgets this, including me. And the backstory to this, how this happened for me, was a few weeks ago, I was on a call with my mastermind members, a few of them. And these people are all very advanced. They have multi-six, multi-seven figure store owners. They're super smart. They're focused. They know how to get sales. They run very successful businesses. Most of them have teams and they have it all figured out. Now, I'm prefacing the story with that because this is how easy it is for us to slip into this mode of not doing this work. And so on the call, I was having a conversation with a client about an offer she had made that had flopped. And so her thought was that she had to rethink her strategy for that particular offer. And to give you some context, she was talking about this offer that was actually part of a larger project. So she had built a new revenue stream for her business, and she had invested considerable time doing that and had invested a fair bit of money developing this revenue stream that was separate and apart from the revenue that she has in her business, which is quite large. And so as she was talking about this offer not going well and how she had to rethink it and she had to change what she was doing, all of a sudden this light bulb went off in my head. Like, I could miss this if I was saying it, but listening to her, I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I had some questions for her. And the light bulb that went off in my head was, well, this is about your sales funnel. This is not about your offer, I think. And so I asked her a few questions. Now, before I tell you the questions I asked her, I wanted to share with you how the funnel looks, because some of you may have heard the term sales funnel and not know what it is. Some of you may not even know about sales funnel. Some of you may be inner circle members and have an idea and get it. But really what we're talking about is if you picture a funnel, we're talking about what has to happen before you get a sale, how many people you have to get in front of. And so if you look at the top of a funnel, what you'll see is at the top is the largest chunk of people, and that is your audience. And that is a pool of people that has awareness. So they have awareness of you. They kind of know your store. They might have an idea of what you're offering, but it's just really awareness. You are on their radar a little bit, and that is the largest pool of people in your funnel. And the next layer of your funnel is traffic. And those are people who've actually seen your offer. So they've gone to your product page, they've looked at it, and they have far more awareness of your offer. And then the last stage of that is conversion. And that is the number of people who actually purchase that. And so what we know from, we see behind the scenes of so many stores, and our members do this exercise, they fill out their audience and their funnel every month, their audience, the traffic, and their conversion. What we know is that when you look at your audience as a big pool of people, that you can reliably count on between 1 and maybe 2 or 3% of those people clicking on your thing and going to your website, and then they become traffic. So trickle down, say 1 to 3 on a good day, percent of those people who have awareness are going to visit your product page or your website, wherever you're sending them. Then the other thing we know is based on average e-commerce conversion rates. When you look at that next level, that pool of traffic, what we know is 1 to 2% of those people will actually make a purchase. And so if you think about that, say you have an audience of 10,000 people and you get 2% of them down to your site, that's 200 people. So your audience of awareness is 10,000, but your traffic, the people who've actually seen it, like click through and seen your offer, is 200. And say you have a good conversion rate, say your conversion rate is 2%. If you look at that as a number, that's actually 4 purchases. So I want you to think about that, because that's the sales funnel. And as I was listening to this member talk about that, I was thinking, oh, wait, this is a sales funnel on its own. Like, not the sales funnel of the whole business, but this offer is a sales funnel of its own. And so these were the questions I had for her. I asked her, how many people did she make the offer to? So that's the audience, right? What was the audience for this? Then I asked her how she promoted that offer. And I asked her how many people actually saw the offer, like hit the product page for that offer. Now, her answer to me was that her audience for that offer was 70 people. And her answer about promotion was she sent an email and a post in a dedicated Facebook group. That was her audience for the offer. So how many of that group of people actually saw the offer? So I think what we can count on, I think we assume because we sent an email and we did a post, everybody sees it. The truth is, I know this from the inner circle because people pay me to be in the, well, they pay us to be in the inner circle. And so we have their attention on a higher level. And this client does. People pay. These 70 people pay. And so I know we have a good open rate on our weekly update for the inner circle, and it's about 65 to 70%. We also have a very active Facebook group where people are highly engaged. What I know is on any given week, the average post reaches about 10% of our members. And so when I think about this mastermind client's audience, like who really saw the offer, I think it's less than 50 people. If you think 70 got an email, maybe 60% of them opened, maybe 10% of that very same pool of people saw a Facebook post, it's probably less than 50 people, and potentially quite a bit less than 50 people. So fewer than 50 people had awareness of that offer. And then the next question is, how many people clicked? Because that's the traffic. How many people clicked on that email and how many people clicked on the post? And, you know, it's that ship has sailed. So who knows how many it was, but what we know, email click rates, if you get a 3 or 4% click rate, you're a happy camper. That's a good click rate for most people. And so what we know is very few. I'm going to say fewer than 10 people were the traffic for that offer, fewer than 10. And so when you think about how many of that offer she sold, which was the number was 2. It's actually a massive conversion rate. It's actually like a 20% conversion rate if we assume 10 people saw it. And so when you think about average conversion rates, it's huge. And so what I realized was, hey, this is not an offer problem. This is, again, it's a visibility problem. It's just there are not enough people. It's a sales funnel problem. And to change your offer and change your direction is really short-sighted, because that's not going to get you what you want, because you're going to do the next thing and have the same problem. The problem to be solved is the numbers problem. How many people do I get this in front of? The other thing that's really important, I want everyone to onboard this when you are making any sort of an offer, is there is something you can do to an offer to make it high converting offer. And it's, you have to add one of these three things. You have to add scarcity, urgency, or exclusivity. Now, this offer had exclusivity because it was only available to the people in this small group, in this small pillar, but it had no scarcity or urgency because it was available for the whole month. And that's a concept. This one thing will be available for one month, then it'll be a different thing for the next month. So we need, this client needs to solve this problem now. And so the easiest way she could do that is just add some scarcity to that order or to that offer. So the scarcity would be, there's only 10. And then you send another email, there's only 7. You know, that could be the scarcity for this offer. And so the question you have to ask yourself is this, and how you prepare yourself to make an offer that really converts is, you start by thinking, like, add this to what you do, because you're already doing, you're planning it, you're getting the product ready, you're getting the emails ready, all that stuff. But the crucial part of this is, how big am I going to make my audience for this offer? How am I going to get that awareness? Now, if you don't know how to get awareness, there are lots of ways. So it's not that hard and it's not that expensive. You can use ads, you just do more posts, you can even warm up your email list for this offer, but it is so worth it to get people ready for this offer on the top of funnel. The other thing you need to think about is how much traffic potentially. So if I say I'm going to get, you know, 50,000 people in my awareness for this offer, how much traffic am I going to get for this offer? That's your middle of the funnel. Like, how many people are you going to get to hit that page? Knowing what you know, like, what is your click rate on your email? What is your click-through rate on your posts, on your social posts? That will dictate how many times you post, how many times you email, because you will know how much traffic you want to get to that offer. And then, of course, the last thing is, how many purchases do I want? How many of these things do I want to sell? So don't go buying 144 if your numbers tell you you're only going to sell 7. I think it's really important, but this will really help you. It'll help you with your buying or your making if you're a maker, and it'll help you understand why it's so important to focus on this one thing to make it a success and a high converting offer. And of course, the last thing you'll do after you've done all this is you will give people a reason to buy. And buy now, because you're going to add scarcity, urgency, or exclusivity to your offer. So I want you to think about that. Now, this all sounds like a lot. I want you to know that on the show notes page, we'll have a link to the episode page on our website, and we'll spell this out for you so you can understand it, because it's really important. So when you think about this offer that my client made, she needs to change her messaging. She needs to change her expectations, and she needs to, like, change her messaging to add some scarcity. She needs to change her expectations because of the size of her top of funnel audience, and probably what she manufactures for that. And she also needs to work a lot harder to get that audience, that top of funnel audience, to see that offer. She needs to get more people, and she has a whole month to do it with each one of these products. So she can do it, and it's worth doing. That's the thing, because we always get our worst results the first time we do it. So it is worth doing it for sure. Now, what I want to share with you is that I think every one of us, and I have to share with you, I have made this mistake so many times, like me, like, who already knows this. I think it's so common that somehow our feelings and our, we put all sorts of value in our work to do the thing. We put high value in that. We've worked really hard. Like, how many times do we tell ourselves how hard we work? But the truth is, if we don't do this piece, it doesn't matter how hard we work, because if nobody sees it, it doesn't matter. And when you're feeling all in your feelings, you know, like, you really, how did you screw that up again? Or there's one more thing you did that didn't work. That's not actually helpful, because that's not the problem. The problem is you missed a step. So I think it's super important to share this. The other thing I want, though, to talk to you about is when you're analyzing your results, because I think there are judgments and assumptions that every one of us makes that we do with absolutely no data. None. We just say, well, that didn't work, blah, 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 and off we go. And so I want to share with you a couple of common ones that I think, because this information, like who's, how many people were in that audience? How many people actually hit the offer page? What was the conversion really on that offer? That is very much applicable to analyzing your results too. Set yourself up by setting goals for that, but also analyze your results with that. So when I hear somebody who says email doesn't work, right away, I'm like, well, how many people opened it? Like, what was your audience for that? And the truth is your Apple privacy opens don't count. So stop counting them. How many people really opened it, had some awareness of that offer? And the next thing is, how many people clicked on it? How much traffic did you get to your website from that email? Because that counts. That's what you need to base your conversion on, not the fact that, you know, you sent an email, so you should get sales. The clicks are, you know, the clicks to that product page or the clicks to that collection page. That's what you need to base your success on. When you focus on that, I think it's really going to help you understand not only what you have to do, but that this is something you can control. Another assumption I think we make is that a product doesn't sell. This product doesn't sell. But again, ask yourself, well, how much traffic did that product page get in the last month? Look in 30 days. Like, you can find that in Google Analytics. How many people actually saw that product? And then how many did you sell? And then what was the conversion rate on that traffic page? And like, honestly, if that traffic to that page was less than 100, how many can you really expect to sell? If your conversion rate is 1%, it's less than 100, you can expect to sell zero. So is that a problem with the product or is that a problem with the traffic? Which is it? It's a problem with the traffic. So I want you to just onboard that before you make a judgment, even about a product that's just sitting there on your website. But I'm also going to add, this is becoming lengthy, but I'm also going to add that's another good reason not to have, you know, 347 products on your website, because you're going to have a lot of products that nobody sees. I just want you to know that the average time people spend on site is like 3 to 4 minutes if they're really engaged. And so they cannot look at all those products. So remember that. The last assumption that I think we make, all of us, when we're thinking about products or we're thinking about setting up our stores or just thinking about making assumptions about what will happen in our business. And this is really about why the goal of selling one thing a day does not work. And the reason is, what would that mean to you? Like, in terms of how much traffic would you have to get to that page every day to sell one a day? How many eyeballs on that page with a clicker and a credit card in their wallet have to hit that page every day for you to sell one a day? And the truth is, it could be 100 or 200 people to get that one sale, right? And so just assuming that you should be able to sell one a day, that doesn't work. It's actually so, so much harder than a goal of selling 20 of that same item over a few days. Like, maybe selling 20 in a week. Because if you think about it, if you can focus your attention and send traffic just to that same product every day, you focus on just that product and that messaging for that product. You don't talk about a whole bunch of things. But if you send your traffic to that product every day for a week, you will build a big audience, you'll build more traffic, and you will sell a lot more of that product. And so that's why it's so much more powerful to focus on one thing, one message for a period of time and get the sales that way. But just to assume that you can sell one of something a day is really a flawed assumption. But you can plan your messaging and you can constrain your messaging so that it's strategic and powerful. You can set audience and traffic goals for whatever it is you want to sell. And then you can calculate your real conversion. And that helps you make informed decisions about how you're going to set up the marketing for your business, but also how you're going to assess what's working in your business. So I hope you find this helpful. I don't want you to feel like, oh, I've been doing it all wrong. I want you to start adding this to your practice. When you think about how you're going to plan or how you're going to evaluate, I think this is a really important piece for you. Head on over to the show notes, click the link. You'll see it all on my website. You might want to bookmark that page because it's going to take some practice to do that. But I think it's crucial for your growth as an e-commerce store owner. So listen, thank you so much for listening to my long story. I appreciate it so much. If you get value from this podcast, if I can ask you to do anything, I would love it if you would leave a review on Apple for me. Appreciate it so much. And I hope that you have a really great week. We'll see you next week.
Hey there. Are your sales a lot slower than you thought they would be? So frustrating. You know you have a good product and you're just kind of stumped, wondering what you're missing and what it's going to take before you'll get the sales you want every day. So I want to share a free workshop I made for you. Before you start making more changes on your website, I want you to take a little bit of time and watch this. Spend 40 minutes with me and you're going to see why you're not getting the sales that you want. And you will be clear on what it is you really need to do to move the needle. I'm almost positive it's not change something on your website. Head on over to thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day and go have a watch. This is training from our inner circle. It's in our foundations unit. Our members get it right away. And they leave feeling confident about their site, their product, their pricing, and they're ready to get on the path to success. I want to share that with you. So the URL is thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day. I'll stick it in the show notes. See you soon.